Yirmiyahu Parakhov Tes Pasuk Vav Lilanishmas Bitzal Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzhak. So, Yirmiyahu is sending a scroll, he's sending a document to the people of Bavel living in exile, and contrary to what one would think, which is come back to Eretz Israel and stand by the Jewish people and fight the good fight, Yirmiyahu is telling them a message of keeping your head down and living out a long, peaceful life far from your home. This does not sound like the most patriotic of messages. It doesn't sound like the most forceful. It would make a great movie or TV miniseries, but it's about acceptance of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planned and how fighting against that plan is never going to go that well for you. Build houses, plant trees, kichu nashim, take wives, beholidu banim ubanos, and propagate, beget sons and daughters, ukichulib nechem nashim, take wives for your sons, vespinoseichem tenu la'anashim, and give your daughters to men, appropriate men. So a quick point that one of the things that the Golos Bavel did do very, very wrong was that they intermarried among the Babylonians. So what Yirmiyahu is saying with these phrases is not intermarry. He's saying keep the Jewish community alive by ensuring that it has a future. Not only that, but don't send them back to Eretz Yisrael to find somebody to marry because they're all going to be dead, says the Malbim, which is pretty blunt. Don't think that your sons are going to go back to Eretz Yisrael to find girls. It's not going to happen. They say, let them all give birth to sons and daughters of their own. So you have children. Make sure you marry off your children. Get the shidduch process going. Start the WhatsApp, the shidduch chat. And let them have children also so your grandchildren are all going to be there in Golos Bavel. Urvu sham, and you will be many. You will live in large numbers. You will increase. You'll multiply there. Ve'al timatu, and you will not be diminished. So this is an interesting point that Tzudas David makes. He says when it comes time to get married, you shouldn't worry that you might die without children. What if the marriage isn't fruitful? What if we don't have kids anyway? Why should I get married? It's not going to lead to anything. It's worth it. You might be an 88-year-old great rabbi who finally got married when he was 82 to his second wife. And boom, next thing you know, you got a kid whose bar mitzvah is going to be when you're 101 years old. Not that I'm referring to anybody specific, but it can happen. Just follow the path that's laid out for you. And don't start thinking that you're going to somehow triumph over destiny. Zayin v'dirshu es shalom ha'ir asher higlesi eschem shama. Seek peace of the city where I've exiled you to. So that's interesting. Since you're going to be living there, make sure you live there in peace. V'espalalu va'ado el Hashem. And daven on behalf of the great city of Babylon, where you may be living. Daven for Brooklyn, daven for Flatbush, daven for Lakewood. You're in Golos. You know you're in Golos. You don't want to be in Golos. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has determined for you. So your everyday life on foreign soil, you do the tefillah l'shalom hamadina. Yehi ratzon, nasi, skan nasi, United States of America. Mispalu vado el Hashem, ki v'shalom mach yelachem shalom. Because if it is in peace, then you will live in peace. So even though it's a harsh fate to be exiled from your daily life, even though you have to live on foreign soil, and even if you're filled with longing for Eretz Yisrael, don't ignore the opportunities that you have even in a foreign land, a land that is not your own. Rabbi Breuer says, they should certainly not in suicidal despair cease to continue developing their autonomous social life merely because it no longer has a political basis. Build houses, live in them, plant gardens to enjoy their fruit. Act as if you will remain there for a long time and express your positive attitude towards life by establishing families, demonstrating that they confidently entrust their future to Him who guides the destinies of all men. When Rabbi Breuer writes those words, we need to keep in mind that Rabbi Breuer was a survivor of the Holocaust. Rabbi Breuer came to America and built a community in Washington Heights. He went from place to place. He had to find his own house and fig tree here in America. And he too had bitter regrets and family members who were lost. So for him to write such words, that's deeply meaningful and very important. We live, Baruch Hashem, in a we have lived until recently in a fairly peaceful time in this particular galus. We have to be aware that sometimes that's what Hashem has decreed for our generation. And this is not a statement about how we should or should not get actively involved in what's happening in Eretz Yisrael right now. It's just a statement that this is something the Navi told the people of Bavel to do with great authority. Because this is what Hashem, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, has said. Al yasiu lochem nevi'eichem asher b'kir b'chem b'kos meichem. Don't let the prophets who are in your midst, or the diviners, don't let them yasiu lochem, don't let them mislead you. Don't heed the dreams that you are causing to dream. I had a dream. Don't do it. Don't do it. Yasiu. Hanachash hishiani. Oh, I'm sorry. It's yashiu. I read it wrong. I put the dot in the wrong place. Yashiu lochem. Like the Nachash said in Gan Eden. Hanachash hishiani va'ochel, says Chava. He misled me and I ate the fruit. Why? Teski v'sheker heim nibim lochem b'shmi. Because it is all lies. They are prophesying falsely in my name. Lo shalachtim no Hashem. I did not send them, says God. Yud ki cho amar Hashem. Ki lefi melos levavel shivim shana efkod eschem. At the completion of 70 years in Bavel, will I remember you. Remember you with a direct link to action. Baki mosi aleichem es devari hatov. And then I will fulfill my good word towards you. To return you to this place. You got a 70-year golus. This is the first mention we've seen of it. In Nach, that the number is specified. And it's specified right after Hananiah gave a fake number. So maybe that's part of the message, is that there is a number. And we are unlucky. We live in a time when we don't know the Kates. We pray for it constantly, but we don't know when the Kates is going to come. Here the Kates was going to come at a specific time, already appointed by God and already known to the people, because Yirmiyah passed the word.